akathisia, or some people say akathisia. Akathisia is extreme agitation. It's one of the most challenging symptoms to have because it is so all-consuming. And when someone has this symptom, there's the restlessness is beyond. I spoke earlier about agitation. Well, if you imagine that being revved up 20 times more, that's the akathisia. So with it, apart from the restlessness, there's this feeling of despair and this feeling of wanting to tear one's skin off or burst out of one's skin. It can make people suicidal. I'm very cautious when I have someone who has this symptom because it's so unbearable that they will feel, I don't want to experience another minute of this. But I've worked with people over the years who have had this symptom as intensely as one can have it, and they've survived it. Sometimes people can do things like rock back and forth. Sometimes people pace up and down. I know of people who, I remember one lady bore a hole in her carpet, a circle, from just walking around in circles. Another person did it with his lawn. So he just paced the lawn until there was a big circle, you know, in the lawn, his footprints. It's just awful. And I mean, I had it and I'm so grateful it didn't last that long. It was mostly in acute withdrawal, and then I had agitation after throughout. But just the memory of it, you know, is when I speak to people who have this symptom, my heart goes out to them. Not that I think the other symptoms are less intense, but if you imagine that somebody who has extreme lethargy will just lie and, you know, maybe be upset that he or she can't get up to do anything. Just imagine somebody with akathisia not being able to sit still or even sit or, you know, just have any peace. So, again, it's something that won't last, but you must be emotionally safe with it. If you are having suicidal ideation, I've done a section on that. So please go and, you know, read and listen to the video I've done and get help if you feel any sort of, you know, urge to just end the akathisia, which there's just one way, you know, that you would be thinking of. And I hope that that's not the case for you, that you've found a way to manage it. And I think it's acceptance is so important with all of the symptoms, because when you accept, then you don't resist. When you don't resist, it doesn't intensify like it does when somebody tries to fight it. So these are the things I would encourage you to do with the akathisia. And of course, you wait it out. And you remind yourself that it's temporary, it's not going to last. And the day will come when you wake up and it's gone. And if it goes and it comes back again with a wave, it will go again. So you're in a win-win situation. Withdrawal has a great prognosis, and it's that we recover. So just do what you can to cope, and just know that it will pass and you'll be okay. All right, so I hope this has helped, and thank you for listening. Take good care now.